Hello and welcome to GoGo Radio, found exclusively on gogo.com. My name is Sue Southern, and in this show we're going to discuss business critical services as part of IT performance management. To learn more about me and my background, be sure to check out my GoGo profile. If you have any questions you'd like to ask me, please use the question and comment box below. In one of my other radio shows, you may have heard me describe the symbiotic relationship between the business and its IT. In this show, I'm going to take that idea a bit further and talk about the need to clearly identify business-critical IT services. For more than 25 years, I've been working in the IT arena. When I started out, there was no email, no word processing or spreadsheets, and presentations were given using overhead projectors and acetates. Computers were used to run programs such as stock control for manufacturing and things like company accounts. They were very much back office devices that few people ever saw, let alone used. Now, depending on your age, you might find some of that hard to believe. A world without email, could that ever possibly have existed? Over the years, I've not only experienced the frustrations of IT letting me down, but I've also noticed the effect on basic business processes and functions. There was once a time when a team of us had to work all through the weekend to redo work that had been lost through IT problems. To me, that was totally unacceptable. We felt angry that we'd lost our weekends to start over again to replace a lot of good work that had been created. If you've ever had to do something similar, you'll appreciate how we felt. But when I consider the bigger picture, how IT is used in the world today, my frustrations faded into the background when compared with the business situation. Businesses are faced with some enormous pressures from many sources. The type of thing I mean is things like external regulations or standards or matter of law, internal issues, the kind of thing, staff performance and behaviours, the cost of running an organisation, fulfilling customer needs and their expectations at an acceptable price. And another one, really quite a big one in many organisations, is the competition from other businesses. The IT within a business plays a significant part in all of those areas. But more than that, a commercial organisation has at least three definite purposes. They have to make a profit, retain their customers, and grow their business. I was reading a book by Donald Trump, and he was saying that growth is a sign of life that keeps the signs there that the organisation is moving forward. So growing the business gives us that sign of life. So when we think about how the IT supports those purposes, people in the business must know how to control and manage costs balanced against the business income so that they know whether a profit has been made, and they need computers to do that. It can cost a lot of money to win the business of a customer. Winning is just one stage. Retaining that customer will come from delivering excellent service that continually matches their requirements and at a fair price. Orders to cash systems, among lots of others, play a key role in achieving that. And a rise as little as 5% in customer retention can result in more than an 80% increase in profit. So you can see why this is one of the main business purposes. In terms of business growth, well, sustainable growth can come from within, perhaps by winning more customers, or maybe by acquisition of other companies. But either way, IT will play an essential role. Even something as basic as email will be critical to achieving that. So business critical services and systems are those that provide the capability of the business to meet its purpose, ranked in order of priority. The prioritised list of services needs to be related to time. That is the amount of time the business can survive or stay within tolerable losses without that service. And we need to know what that is. Is it a matter of a few hours or maybe a few days? But so the IT service provider for any organisation must understand all the components and the people that are required to deliver those services. So it's understanding like this that starts us on the path of aligning the business strategy with the IT services. Over time, I've observed good and bad attitudes from service providers about delivering IT services from customers who are receiving IT services. In fact, that's a point that I describe in a white paper I've written. I've called it The Great Divide. If you're interested in that subject, you can download that paper for free from the GoGo website with my compliments. So the question is then, how many organisations really know what their business critical services are? Where an organisation has created a disaster recovery plan, they will most likely have determined what those services are. But if I judge it by the conversations I've had with many people from a wide range of organisations, a worrying number of people don't know the difference between a business critical service, a vital business function, or what the technically critical systems are that support those things. So in terms of IT performance management, I hope you can see how necessary good or excellent service is for the success and growth of the organisation. I go into more detail on the course about required levels of service, capacity and availability of service. There's also the question of all the less than critical services, which are still important and should also be well understood for the role that they play and what is required to support them. But there's more about that on the course. I'm wondering, have I managed to whet your appetite on this subject? I hope so, and that you'll join me on the course. So I hope you found today's presentation to be enjoyable and interesting. If you have any questions or comments about it, then please use the comment box. If you're interested in listening to other radio shows, then just search the GoGo Radio archive for Sue Southern. If there's a show you'd like me to do, you can let me know by using the question and comment box. Thanks for your time today, and remember to tune in to GoGo Radio, found exclusively on GoGo.com.